Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another Monday program on BBS Radio. And today is the 16th of June, 2014. So, or 2014, June 16th. So here we go. Let's clear people from maybe some kind of emotional situation that they may have had over the weekend. Since we had Father's Day yesterday, we'll see what comes up here for you. So if you do have a situation, here we go. So let's release the energies. Think of it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll bring up the light beam. So you can energize that. We'll do that for you with the peace energy. So here we go. And if you want to energize like some flowers, you could. Just kind of indicate that. Naturally, it would be for yourself, too. Maybe you have a pet or animal that's a little antsy. They need to be calmed down. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And you should have a light beam up on your monitor screen. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll turn it over to our co-host tonight. So, Cindy, are you out there?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Ron. Hello, everyone. I feel very peaceful after the activation at the light beam. So thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Well, today is Monday, June 16th, 2014, and we are on CBS Radio Station 1. Tonight we will be taking calls, and we'll start getting into different topics in a few minutes. However, I wanted to read off the number to call in, 1-888-627-008. That information is also on the CLS chat intro page, along with all the links and important information for creationlightship.com. So I actually have an email that came across clsquestions@yahoo.com, and everyone, please continue sending your questions or testimonials. The question regarding emotional body: after doing the emotional body clearing, what can a person do next to move on if they feel like they're still having the same issues? What would you suggest, Ron?
Well, you'd have to look at what your issue is. You know, sometimes people have anxieties, they have fears. You know, just examine yourself and see, you know, what kind of pushes your buttons. And sometimes the issues can actually motivate you. Some people need to have a little poker in them, you know, to get them to move. So, you might feel stuck if you even had some of the issues released. So that's another flip side of this here is some people say, gee, Ron, what do I do next? I got these issues released from me, and I felt stuck. And now I don't feel stuck anymore, but I needed those issues to motivate me. Well, that's the way life is here. You now have another chance to live your life without having, you know, stuff around you to motivate you. So you just need to find out what you need to do to get motivated. And the other side, like we're talking about, is what do you do next if you think you still have an issue or the issue's there? Well, to find out what body it's in, look at yourself and say, gee, what am I running? What kind of energy? Am I in fear? Am I in anger? Do I feel betrayed? You know, there's all different types of issues that you can have, and that's probably the body that you're living in. So the emotional body is the first one to clear, and for most people, that one is... you know, the cat's meow, that gets rid of 90% of your stuff, basically. Could even be more, and you feel great. You know, you're all charged up, you got this negative energy off you, and you can relive your life. And then there's other people who go, wow, I really got a heavy load this time, you know, and what do I do next? Well, what you do next is, you know, ask your friends, what's wrong with you? You know, ask, in a sense, that's what it is, because you think something's wrong with you, so what's your issue? So ask your friends what your issue is. And look at yourself and say, gee, what motivates me? What doesn't motivate me? Or what pushes my buttons? How come I feel this way? And then from there, you're going to have your answer. So the whole thing is, you know, what is bothering you and what energy body is it in? So it's hard to tell, you know, with everybody what energy body they're living in. But, you know, ask your friends and just look and see what your issues are. Write it down on a piece of paper. You know, what your fears are, what your anxieties, you know, and, you know, just put a heading on it. And then from there, you know what you want to clear next. You know, if you're in a lot of pain, then maybe you have a pain body issue, you know, but it sounds like it's more of a situation with dealing with life when it would be pain. So just kind of see where you are and, you know, where you're going to. Because the energies will help you, but you need to find out what body you're living in, because you first contaminated the emotional one, and now maybe the other one is overflowing and that's being contaminated. And maybe, you know, maybe you're dealing with maybe four different bodies, because, you know, you're working all over the map on situations. So just kind of see where you are. That's the easiest way to analyze the clearings. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And I understand what you're saying. The clearings aren't necessarily cut and dried. We definitely have to look within ourselves to figure out what the issue is. Otherwise, we're not really hitting the target. So I do have a testimonial that I would like to read, and this has to do with Saturday's show. And just looking here, okay. Our listener says, the healings you offered on the program Saturday night for frustration and anger, because we can't get to now, was helpful to me, as I've been stuck in my room in a broken wheelchair for a few weeks. I run the healings that I have, and they keep me feeling less like a victim and more at peace with my current situation. So that's a great testimonial on being in the now and not feeling like a victim. I'm wondering if there is a healing that you can offer for us about like helplessness or feeling like things are out of our control.
Okay, let's see here. Boy, let's see. It kind of be like,
well,
maybe self-confidence or something, but I don't know if I have that on the website. I'm trying to think of what we have on the website that would help people if they have a whole lifetime of this situation.
Self-empowerment.
Yeah, that's a package. We do have a self-empowerment. Let's do that one. So here we go. For self-empowerment, think of your issue, whatever that would be. Could just be in stuck, you know. Boy, let's see. So here we go. Releasing the energy. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do another one here. Let's do one for, something to do with, I guess maybe feeling stuck. So here we go. Releasing the energies from that. So think of an issue that you may have, feeling stuck. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, baby, you there. Wow, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, all these issues that people have, and you may even have yourself, is because you're not in the now. That's through this physical stuff that we go through. You know, if you're still living, which is what you would be in order to listen to the program here. If you're still living, and you are living, then, you know, the issues come from not being in the now. because you're generating issues in the past. So you want to get out of the past to be in the now. That's the whole process. So yes, that's what I would do, is try to get back into the now where you can become peaceful, regardless of what your situation is. As you're still here living life, so might as well make it peaceful. And otherwise, you're dealing with a lot of energies of your past, and then people will come to you with that same energy and push all your buttons. So that's how I would look at it. Just try to get back into the now, where time has stopped for you, and then you're not resonating and connecting to the old issues. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thanks for that explanation. I was just looking on creationlightship.com at the victim body clearing, and there's actually 8 combinations, including the generations. And so I was wondering how that would tie in. And then we have a listener that put in the chat room, or asked in the chat room, would Ron recommend a victim whole life clearing for someone who is permanently physically disabled?
And yeah, I guess that would be a big one, yes. I would probably recommend that, mainly because you probably do feel like a victim. For me, it's the rough one, because I'm fine, I don't think I have anything really wrong with me, and there are people listening who probably do out there, and when you don't have anything wrong with you, then you don't normally, you're not in the same, wearing the same shoes, we'll say, as somebody else who is. So I would think that would be a good one, is a victim body clearing. I'll do a sample of that here. So here we go. Yes. Oh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what kind of comes to mind after that is probably sadness. I'll do a sadness clearing. So stronger, releasing that energy of sadness, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So, and sometimes, I have a friend, Mike, who made some DVDs for me, which he had out at the expos. And so, he's kind of confined to a wheelchair. And so he's able to help us out, and help other people, really, even though he's, confined to a home. But he's helping everybody when they get the little DVDs that we made. We have a few of the shows that we've copied. And so he's able to, actually it's a CD, and hand it out to people when we go to the expo so they can actually hear one of the programs. So he's really helping us out a lot by doing that. So he's volunteering his time and effort because he has some time. And it makes people, they don't know that it came from him. But, when they do hear one of the programs that we have, he's enlightening them. So he's behind the scenes here helping out. So back to you, Cindy. And thank you, Mike, if you're listening.
Yes, thank you, Mike. That's great to know. And like you said, there are a lot of things behind the scenes that happen, a lot of supporters. I just read the chat of the person that had asked about the victim whole life is thanking you and also mentioned that it felt like a wave of heat being released on the victim and sadness clearing. So that is really great. We have another listener that asked about the twisted body clearing. What part does that play, if any, for feeling stuck or feeling like a victim?
Yeah, okay. What normally happens is you have these energetic bodies, and if they're not in alignment, then you may not feel right, but you'll never know it until you actually work with that particular energetic body and do clearings on it. So a regular person won't even realize that they have energetic bodies, and they don't know why their body's not working physically the way it should be, why they have a certain mindset, why their programs are a certain way. So you have to clean out these bodies to have some relief. Now, after you get them cleaned out, are they orientated properly with your spirit so your spirit can heal them fully? Most people's energetic bodies are not. So this is what this clearing is for. So just by doing it by itself, it could help you. But I would get a few of the clearings under your belt first and then go in and do that magnetic twisted body clearing. And that, I think, is on one of the clearings that we have. I think maybe the body jumpstart. I think it's on that one, or it could be on the body rejuvenation one that we have, the special for that. But I think that's the body jumpstart where it's included. But, yeah, that clearing is good. It's called the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that one's included on one of the bundles that we have. So that's the way I would do the clearing is first get the bundle. Yeah, then that clearing is included, and you have a bunch of other clearings that you can use with that to bring forth, more healing for yourself. But, if the bodies are not in alignment, you could be doing healings for your whole lifetime, and it may not ever work properly because your spirit is not connecting to that energetic body. So once you do the clearings, then if you do that, like that, a twisted body clearing, then that body's put back into alignment the way it's supposed to be initially. And the clearing now is just like having a brand new clearing all over again, and you have the clearing, and it's more effective that way. So that's why we put it up. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's a great explanation. I did pull up the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing just to see what's in there. And by the way, I put magnetic in the search on creationlightship.com just to see what would pop up. And sure enough, magnetic and twisted body alignment by itself, not the bundle that you talked about. And I'd like to read the description because this is very important. It says, our physical body is made up of 108 individual invisible energetic bodies. These individual bodies can become positioned incorrectly in a variety of ways. This situation results in an interruption of body energy flow. And so healing can become very difficult, which is what Ron's been sharing with us. Most of us have at least 20 of these invisible energetic bodies positioned incorrectly. This clearing will put the invisible energetic bodies back into their correct position, and you may go through the clearing doing as many bodies as you wish, up to 108. And it's recommended that you do a minimum of 20. So that, I was just wondering that, how many energetic bodies are there? And there's the information for us. Is there anything else regarding that, Ron, that would help people know to zero in on a certain body?
No, normally you just use your intuition and get in there and just get them, done properly, orientated properly. Now, if you had one that was off your whole lifetime, and if you did not even do a clearing and you were to go in there and do it, you will put it back into alignment. But then you have a gunked up body that's in alignment. So you may feel better, but you may have more issues. Remember, these bodies hold issues. The issues you don't want to have, that's why you want to clear them out and then get that body functioning properly. So that's kind of the way it works. But it can, just by doing the clearing by itself, it could make you more functional in a sense. But, I would still do the clearing of the body so it's going to be perfect. And that's why I recommend doing it after you do maybe a half dozen clearings or something. So you can go in there and clean them out and first and then get them positioned properly. In fact, I'll do one of them right now. We'll just pick a body. I'll just pick a number. It doesn't really mean anything, but I need to have something to go by. So I'll just pick number 50. Don't know what it is, but we'll say it's number 50. So here we go. I'll move it around so that you can feel better. So here we go. This will be a quick sample. I'll move it at 180 degrees for you. So I'll count to 10 each time. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80. There we go. So that moved around get more energy for you. So we'll just see if anybody felt the shift inside of them. You actually feel these things move inside of you. It's kind of interesting, like you're full of a bunch of gears inside, you know, and you feel this thing move like an internal earthquake, and you go, uh-oh, what was that, you know? So normally when they're in alignment, you're going to feel better. So we'll just see if you have any comments on that. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. My heart's beating a little faster, and my heart rate is up, so something's happening. We do have a comment in the chat, and let's see. One listener said, I felt a shift, and we'll wait for some more comments. However, I do have a little bit different topic in the chat, and this listener writes, I'm selling my car. I want to reclaim my energy from the car. Did you say this could be done on the special clearing because it appears designed to release darkness from the DNA and not return energy? Ron, how do you feel about that, the special clearing?
That's what I gave away to people on the 8-hour call, so you could recoup your energy. Yeah, you definitely want to get your energy out of everything that you had it in. So if you are selling your car, you know, you want to get your energy back to yourself. And sometimes, oddly enough, you may want to try to, like, sell something. Maybe, we'll just say it's your car, and you're selling your car, right? Well, you have your energy out in the car, and a person comes over, a buyer, and they go, I don't know, I don't like the way this car feels, you know, or this car doesn't feel like it really wants to be sold. Well, it's because you still have your energy in it. And maybe you don't want to sell it, you know? So that's why you want to take your energy out of something, especially if you had it for a long time. And then, you know, maybe you're forced to sell your car for some reason, right? And you've had it for 20 years, and you go, oh, man, I got to sell my old Volkswagen Beetle or something, you know? I don't have room for it. And, you know, you have a lot of good memories in that. And, you know, the buyer comes over and you're kind of like, oh, no, you know, they got the wrong hair color and they're going to be driving my old Beetle, you know. And so you sell it to them. And now you're feeling their energy in your car because it's still your car and they're driving your car. And you go, man, this person isn't washing it, not taking care of it. And I can feel the car and the car's going, oh, no, I got the wrong owner. So you want to pull your energy out of that car so you can let it go. Otherwise, it's going to be attached to you. So that's the whole thing. And then, you know, what if it gets into a wreck or something and you feel like you had a really bad day that day? You don't know what's bothering you because your car got wrecked and you're in the car. Your spirit's in the car. And you might even have the spirit of the car with you, you know? So you want to get everything out of everything. You know, I'm sure you probably all understand that. I'm sure everybody out there has had something where they had a reaction or felt something happening with something that they possibly owned, or they had a premonition of something and really maybe not knowing that it was from their past ownership of something. But yeah, the stuff will attach to you. So you want to get rid of it and you know, pull your energy back and then just release it, you know, because you gave it away or you sold it. You know, it's not yours any longer. To pull all your energy out of what your creation was. So that was your creation, your car. Even though you didn't make it, you still have it as a creation, and you put your energy into it. So that's the whole thing, is to get yourself back here so you can live your life with more spirit energy. So, and that special clearing, you know, what would work for that, you know, if you wanted to purchase that and pull your energies back to yourself from everything that you can think of in this lifetime that you have possibly put energy into. So it gets to be very complicated at first. So if you're a mental person, you may just go off the deep end and go, oh, man, I got my energy in 10 million different things. Well, let's just pick the major ones and see what comes up and get yourself freed out of those. You know, and then from there, you may want to get on the more subtle ones, but at least start doing something. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. And you mentioned that you had offered that on the Sunday's 8-hour physical rejuvenation call. yesterday, and I was absentee, so I didn't catch up on that. So thanks for mentioning that. And then we do have one more rejuvenation call for June, on June 22nd. And follow-up in regard to the special clearing, what would you suggest to write for reclaiming energy? What should we write in that clearing so that we have the proper intent?
Well, on the special one, you just put in what your energy is in there. Is that what you're asking, how to phrase it?
Right.
Yeah, I would just put in, you know, we want to, you know, regain your energy back, your spirit energy from, you know, your 1970 Volkswagen Beetle or something, you know. And, you know, stuff from the past, you could still have it in you, you know. And you still have the energy of the car with you, even if the car is no longer being driven or is junked out or something or melted down. So you can still have the car energy. But mainly it's for you getting your spirit out of it. So it does work kind of both ways. You have it holding your energy, and then you have you holding it. So you could do it actually both ways. But to just have fun with that clearing, because it's quite interesting to feel yourself get a lot more energy back into your body. Because actually what happened was you gave away your energy. It's much like being corded to something. So your energetic cordings never got released. So you still have cords out to what you previously have owned. And you all know about that if you go to a secondhand store and you pick up something or you look at something. Oh, yeah, this person died and they're selling all these clothes. I can feel the death energy on these clothes. Or maybe that maybe you can feel the happiness, but you know they died anyway. Because maybe they got... maybe their first date in that, dress or shirt or whatever, and you can feel that energy. And it goes, well, this is really exciting, you know, or maybe you feel a lot of nervousness or whatever. But, you know, that's why people can feel energies floating and secondhand stuff. So that's the whole thing, is to get your energies out of it. And everybody knows about that. If you don't know, go to a secondhand store and view things and pick things up. You're going to feel the person's energy in it. And, you know, they're there. They're living in that. They still have energy there. So you've taken life force from them as you buy that plate or whatever you're buying there, or, you know, gizwiz or something. So anyway, you want to get all the energy back to yourself. That's the whole thing, is to regain your life force energy back to you. Back to you, Cindy.
Oh, thanks so much for that explanation. And I was just going to ask you about the flip side. If we gain something else, which you discussed a little bit regarding the secondhand store, I personally am replacing my side mirrors on my car, and the replacements are coming from a car that was totaled. And then they'll be installing that probably next week. So I was thinking I would do an object clearing, though would the special clearing be a boost to give the energy back to whoever had this car before?
Yeah, that would work, yeah. Uh-huh. And then also take away the trauma from the car that was wrecked.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You don't want to bring... Remember, the car is like a person, so maybe it got, the right side of the car smashed, right? And so it got totaled, and you're getting a door out the left side, or something like that, or a fender, or whatever, you know. Well, the car still has trauma. It is a car. And so you want to take the trauma off of the accident. And then what did the person put into it when they saw their car? And is the person living? Okay? So it gets to be a little complicated, you know. Did that person die in the car that, you know, parts are being taken off of? Then the car has death energy on it. And so you're getting death energy from a car part that somebody died in, okay?
Right,
so
right.
That may not be too good, number one. Number two, maybe the person really loved their car. They're still living. Maybe they didn't have any physical problems at all, but now they feel sorry for their car, and they're putting all that sorry energy, you know, my poor car or whatever, in there as it got towed away and got totaled, you know? And now they have that remorse and, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. And all that's into the car now, you know. I shouldn't have run that stoplight or whatever. You know, look what I did to my car. So now you're getting parts from the car that have that imprint on it. And that can get transferred to you just like entities can. So just remember, you want to clear everything. So back
excellent.
To you. Yeah.
Excellent. Both ways. So that's good. And I'd asked about, or I said that I was going to run the object clearing too. And one of our listeners asked, can we use the object clearing to release other passengers' energy or the energetic cord release? Which would you think would be better, Ron?
Well, people's energies, I'd probably do the cording. The object is just for a part, you know, one thing. So the object clearing to be like, if, like you're talking about a car part, you know, maybe you're buying a door or a fender or windshield that's used. So that would clear that fine. But the other ones are people. And so you want to do probably the energetic cording because the car is not going to cord you. Okay, the person's energy could be in there when you buy the part, and then you could feel the energy, and that'd be an object charging, you know, to clear the object. Or not clear, you know, clearing. So what you want to do is clear the energy of one particular part or something like that. But, you know, a person, you know, would be energetic cording.
Okay. Good point. So in addition to an energetic cord release clearing, we do have our special weekly conference calls, and tomorrow night, Tuesday, we have the cording call. So that would be an excellent conference call to attend. Thursday, we have the clone body, and Friday, we have the entity removal. And Wednesdays, we have creation lightship healings with water activation. So tomorrow is the cording call. So that is very important to attend, I can see, for my particular issue, too. Thank you, Ron. We do have some comments regarding the body clearing, twisted body clearing that you did for us. Let us see here. One listener said, number 50, my entire solar plexus swelled up with emotion, heartfelt emotion. Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, so you might just go through, you could do the clearing without doing any other clearing if you like. I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing it that way, but you could. And I think you can get that clearing with an unlimited, too. But, you know, it will put back into order all your energetic bodies. So if one isn't functioning right and it's not contaminated, then it would function more properly and it could help you. But, I put the clearing up because it was needed because a long, long time ago, I had some people saying, yeah, I did this clearing, Ron. It doesn't feel like I got everything. And I went, well, yeah, your body's crooked, you know. Of course, you can't get healed. You know, the energy is there automatically, you know, to have it work, but your spirit has to connect to the body. And if those things upside down or backwards or something, then, you know, it definitely can't get healed, even though the energy is taken away from it. But the spirit has to complete the healing, but has to connect to your body. And if it can't connect to that energetic body, then it's not going to work. But you could even do it. If you're brand new listening to us and you want just to have an experiment, you could do that. We'll say it. I'm sure it will help you, but I'd rather have you do some clearings beforehand so that they're already cleared and they're going to, you know, it's going to work. So, but yeah, it could work, you know, as I did the sample. And, you know, it's quite interesting when you feel those things move inside of you and they get back into the proper orientation. So, and what I was thinking, I think there's something else here. I just can't bring it up right now. You might want to look at what timeline you're on, too, during those particular situations and accidents and problems that you're dealing with. And is that timeline recycling on you? That's one way to look at it. And are you recycling an old timeline over and over and over again? So definitely check that out because life is and can recycle. And the recycling could be the timelines coming back in place. I just had a lady call me. And the scenario basically was, since it was Father's Day, I guess the lady's father died maybe a year ago, okay? And he was on his mother's answer machine. No, excuse me. Her mother's, okay, so father and wife. So anyway, it was recorded on, and he had a message on the answer machine, and it got erased, okay? And so yesterday they turned the answer machine on. Remember, this thing was erased, and the same message appeared over again. So that's like, you know, one of those weird things that happen. And now realizing that this thing is, I guess the lady, the mother was going to have a relationship, and the relationship kind of, I guess, went south recently. So what happened was this entity, which would be the emotional body, had enough energy to come in and re-imprint the answer machine with his voice, and now he's probably hanging out, making the relationship that she was in go south, okay? So now I guess they're not having a relationship because this entity came in to relive with her again. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? What do you think of that, Cindy?
Gives me the creeps. yikes.
They're going to be visiting, you know, the family and wants to have a relationship with the mother again, and she was in a relationship, you know, for a while, you know, and all of a sudden he came in and put his, you know, magic on the relationship so they get separated. Because he now wants her, now as an entity. So
wow. It's
a pretty strong one. That's one of those weird things that happen, you know.
And we don't know what we don't know, you said, and that's a good example.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you mentioned about checking to see what timeline we're on, and are you suggesting the creation light chip timeline or doing a generic timeline crash?
Okay, yeah. If you have issues going on and you see your life recycling, then you're on a timeline of whatever that recycling would be. And so you want to be in the now timeline regardless. So you always want to be in the now. And that's
okay.
The source timeline in the now. But, you know, if you do feel your life changing, going in different directions, and all of a sudden you go, well, I think I did this before. Kind of like deja vu in a sense. And you go, I have disasters. That's kind of like what the new movie is of Tom Cruise. So that's timelines, okay? And, you know, watch that movie. You're going to get, you know, he's doing what we've been talking about for quite a while, and he's learning by the timelines what to do next, okay? You know, and that's probably how our life goes here, but we don't really realize it too much. But if you do have recycling stuff happening, then, you know, this is very similar, but it kind of shows how timelines are fabricated and dropped in here, copy and pasted all the time. And that's what the movie's about. So it's a very good movie to watch how timelines are real and how they work out, and they made a movie about them. So I don't know if people understand that too much, or will, but, you know, this is reality here. Remember, there's only so much film footage out there, you know, that the aliens probably have, you know? And so they just recopy and paste, recopy and paste, recopy and paste. And they're getting out of you, just like what happened to him. You know, he's fighting the aliens, you know? And, you know, it's a whole process here of dealing with the energies and how to combat them. So he's going back over and over and over again, you know, on these timelines and learning more by each experience. So, I think it's the end of tomorrow, I think is what they call the movie. But anyway, it's out now in the movie, so if you look for Tom Cruise, and I don't know who the other lady was who played with him, but, you know.
I think he said Emily Blunt.
Okay. So I'd like to give her credit, too. Well, thank you.
Well, Ron, I just wanted to share with everyone that we do have the Creation Lightship timeline phrase that could be said listed under reminders on the CLS chat intro page. So there are other reminders too, such as the New Earth Transport, Mind to Heart Drop. So be sure and check that out. So thanks for mentioning that, Ron. We do have other chat information. One listener wants to know if the passion body is different from the emotional body.
Each body is a little bit different, yes. Each one has a certain role that is playing, and they can overlap. So, like I say, what happens sometimes, a newbie will come to the website and start reading all these different energetic bodies, and they go, oh, geez, and they're overwhelmed completely because, you know, they go, oh, I have that problem, I got that problem, I got my checklist out, and everything is checked, you know? But once you do the emotional clearing, which can overlap into many of those bodies, then all of a sudden you go, oh, I thought I had this problem. I don't need this clearing now because the emotional one took care of it. So that's how you want to start. Do that clearing first and then reevaluate yourself. And you might want to, you know, wait a week, you know, and just see how things settle in and what your issues are. And ask your friends, you know. They'll tell you, you know, what your issues are, and you may have changed. Maybe what you used to do all the time you don't want to do anymore. That's a definite change in you, and your friends will respond to that also. They say, hey, you know, why aren't you doing this anymore? Well, I'm empowered now. I don't want to do this, you know. Before I was disempowered, you know, I was like a doormat, and I don't want to be a doormat anymore, you know. Go get your own coffee and donuts, you know. So anyway, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And the whole thing is, what you know, you're able to start over again. That's the big thing, is that you have all this experience, much like the timeline that Tom Cruise had there. You have all the experience of this lifetime, and now you can start from the get-go with that experience and use it for your knowledge and begin a new life. This is what the clearing does. You're reborn again of your spirit because you're not being controlled by these dualities of consciousness in the emotional body. So that's the reason why Jesus did the clearings. You're reborn again. That's what he did. You can come out and live life differently. And you know, the whole thing is after you do that, you may have to, in a sense, forgive yourself for what you have done in the past because it's meaningless. It's just life that would arrive a different way, you know. Walk away, Renee, and start over again. Don't beat yourself up. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow, that helps a lot, Ron. Thank you. In the chat room, we have another comment regarding the magnetic twisted body clearing that you did for us. And this is another solar plexus feeling. The listener felt the energy move in her solar plexus, too. So, a lot of shaking going on. That's great. I do have a mention about the movie that you talked about with Tom Cruise, and the listener said the movie was a real good depiction of timelines, what to do and what not to do. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself would be a draw to watch. An additional question regarding the passenger energy. Can we use the space location clearing to clear the passenger energy out of the car?
Out of the car, yes. But, yeah, you could do that, yes. You could clear the space energy, yes.
Okay. Would the special clearing take care of it without the space location clearing, or should they be worked together?
Well, if you're going to bring your energy back to yourself, then do the special one. The other one is just to clear away the energy in a location. So space clearing is to take away the negative energy, kind of like at your workplace, at your desk, you know, where you're sitting, something like that, so that you're in the moment and the energy is in the moment there. take away the bad vibrations, we'll say. Okay, so that's what the space clearing is for. But the other one is to do a spirit retrieval, which is what you're doing. So it's a different clearing completely. You know, it could possibly work a little bit, but it's not intended to do a spirit retrieval, just to clear the space, to neutralize it. And that's the difference.
Okay, thank you. We have another question from clsquestions@yahoo.com. The writer says, on Saturday, you said oneness with darkness. Please, could you elaborate on that, Ron?
Yeah, the oneness energy, there's no such thing really as oneness in light. Everything is separate. You know, so in light, light is light, but everything has its own vibration of light. Where in the darkness energy, when they talk about oneness, then they're sort of talking about everything is connected. So if you look at that as everything being connected, I'm trying to get you to think this way here, in case you don't understand what I'm talking about. So if everything is connected, that means everything is corded. And you don't want to be corded, so why would you want to be in oneness with everything? You want to be somebody who just got maybe a shot, you know, or you know, in a war that's going on. You want to be connected to people in a war who are having all kinds of physical and emotional situations going on? No, of course not. So the oneness thing is not anything that's good. It's energetic cording. So you don't want to be corded to anything. So that's the difference. The New Age movement talks about oneness. And it is the oneness of darkness, because you are tapping into the same source energy of darkness. The light of the darkness is what you're tapping into. The light of the darkness is where you're living, because you're getting out of the thoughts of vast consciousness. That's light of the darkness, oneness. That is dark energy. In source energy, everything is separate. Nothing controls anything. You have to look at it. The major difference is, in darkness, everything is under control, under energetic cordings and negativity, and everything is kind of joined together with this pot of soup, okay, or stew, and you're in there. Where in source energy, everything is not even connected. You do have source energy, which is what you're a part of, but that's not oneness. You're able to be completely discrete and separated from everything else. Nothing ever connects anything in source energy. So it would be free will, free choice, versus, you know, control and domination. And so the darkness energy is control and domination and oneness. So hopefully you understand what I meant by that. So if somebody talks about oneness to you, you want to run, not walk, because you don't want to have any of their energy that they're talking to you about connected to you. You don't want to become that person. You don't want to be corded to them or anything else. That doesn't make any sense. In darkness, it makes perfect sense, though, because that's what they want to do to you. Being controlled by the aliens and other mindset energies. So once you know that, then it's very easy to discern the difference. One is domination and control, and, you know, basically what that would turn into along the way would be heartache, you know, and losing your spirit energy, but steal your spirit. But the other one is free will, free choice. And once you know the difference, then, you know, you don't want to have anything to do with oneness. That's strictly dark side energies of the darkness, pulsing as light. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's excellent. Thank you. I'm going to think on that some more, too. Well, we have about 7 minutes left of the show. I would like to do some announcements. However, we do have a healing request for an orb healing sample. The listener says that she cannot keep her eye open, and she'd watched a show filled with orbs. Would you be able to do an orb sample for us tonight, Ron?
Yeah, so the orbs typically are connected to the jellyfish energy. That's on top of your head, so this may sound a little weird for people. So if you saw the movie Avatar, you notice all those trees were there with those little tentacles hanging down, connecting to the people to read the energy. So that's what that's about. And the orb energies kind of are around people to connect you to that jellyfish energy of mass consciousness. So that's kind of the way to look at it. So here we go, just do an orb clearing. I think on the website we have those different colors to have a little difference in them. So here we go. I'll do a brown orb, we'll say. So here we go. Brown orb being released. One, and maybe more than one, actually, but we'll do one of them. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's released. We'll do a green colored. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do white. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess orange. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess I'll do blue. One, two, three, four, and five there. So you may feel a little different right now. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow, thank you so much. And I hope that our listeners will send us comments on clsquestions@yahoo.com about how they're feeling, well, after the orb sample and then the other healings that you have shared with us today. So thank you so much. I wanted to remind everyone that we have another show on Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Station 2, and we do have the clone removal call tomorrow. All the information is listed on CLS chat intro page with links to creationlightship.com. And we also have information regarding the physical rejuvenation call for June 22nd. There's actually a link there that'll take you to the event page on creationlightship.com. And we do have reminders, so be sure and check those out. And let's see, we do have another email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, regarding an alien attack. And I'm not sure if we have enough time for this, Ron. The person is talking about a dream experience he had and what the status is. Do you think we have time tonight?
Probably not to handle it completely. No, why don't we do that maybe on the Friday show where it's paranormal. We can maybe get into that a little more. So if you just send one over and you're listening, you know, just maybe embellish it a little bit more or something, and we'll try to work that out and help you. In fact, if you could just do like bullet points, like I had this happen and next thing this happened or something, so we have a little more to go by. That'd be great. So I think we're on Station 1 on Wednesday. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here for everybody. We'll do the mind to heart drop. We'll just end the program. And thank you, Cindy, for helping out today. So here we go, mind to heart drop, everybody. Remember, you must command your spirit to do this for you and do it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the dark side energy, the mental energy. That's why you want to be in the physical. And that's where the now is. Otherwise, you're in your head. La la land. So here we go. Command on your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, which is darkness. Remember, these are all your thoughts, stuff from mass consciousness, connecting according to you, and you want to bring them into your heart to where they're neutralized. They can be at peace. That's the difference. Source energy is peace. Mind energy is mind. You can go anywhere with that. So here we go. Dropping these thoughts down. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. And hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 5:30 Pacific, which is energetic cordings. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone.